going on, everybody? What's cracking? Welcome back to all my returning listeners. Good to have you back with me. Oh, man, finals, they're over. They went pretty quick. What I want to do with the podcast, we're going to turn up the heat here in a bit. I'm going to give you the top odds where everybody in Vegas is thinking LeBron James is going to land in the offseason. We're going to give you the top three or four that everybody thinks he's going to go to, where he's going to likely go to. And then I'm going to tell you where he needs to go, and it may not be the most popular choice based off the media. But first, I want to share with the listening audience. I found me a little tidbit that got dropped by the email the other day. I think you guys want to hear this. Secret footage of LeBron and his camp just moments after the finals. Yo, LeBron, you ready? You ready to roll? Yeah, man. I'm just wrapping a few things up. Hey, man, I'm grabbing my phone. Go ahead and check my emails for me, man. Check my emails. Check my voicemail real quick, too. Just go ahead and just play it out. Are you sure? Yeah, go ahead. My hand hurts. Man, Mr. Popular over here.
You have 19 messages.
Hello, LeBron. This is Dan Morey, General Manager of the Houston Rockets. I wanted to just call and set up an interview with you just to see when you were best available. Feel free to hit me up anytime. I said we can speak privately. We can come in. I'll fly you in. I said we'll come down, make a whole day out of it. I know you're in talks with a lot of teams. I've even heard possibly even the Boston Celtics of all places. LeBron, just remember, Danny Ainge, he's crafty. Stevens, he's a smart guy. But at the end of the day, I went to MIT. I got your best interest in mind. Talk to you soon, LeBron. LeBron, my man. It's magic. How are you, young man? Sorry about your bad fortune in the finals. Wanted to see what your plans were. Wanted to see when's the next time you can come out to the Sunshine State, man. You know, I'm sitting out here right now. I'm just sitting out here at Dodger Stadium catching a few innings, you know. Nothing like a Dodger dog. You gotta try them, LeBron. Let me know when you come back out, man. I said we can catch a game. I know you like you some baseball. You can do whatever you want, man. I own the team. Wanted to lay out a few thoughts in this portfolio that myself and the Laker organization want to talk to you about too as well, LeBron. Luke's going to meet us up for dinner afterwards. Just let us know when you can get in town, man. Have a good day. Man, go ahead and jump to the next one. Who is that, LeBron? Just go ahead. Just go to the next one. LB, it's Chris. Just hitting you back. I'm good, man. I'm good. Hate the timing of the injury, too. You know, I don't know what I'm doing yet. Houston's great, but, you know, I got a decision to make myself, man, to be honest with you. I'm out in L.A. at the moment. I'm shooting a promo. We're about to wrap it up here soon, but, you know, it's pretty dope out here in L.A., man. You have to hit me up next time you're out here, man. We can get the banana boat back together. But, hey, actually, hold on just a second. Oscar, hey, kill the music, man. I'm on the phone over here, bro. Turn that down. Hey, sorry about that, man. But yeah, like I said, hey, we'll get the banana boat back together here soon, man. We need to talk about a few things. Hit me back, B. Bron, it's Paul. Been a while since I've heard from you, man. Just checking in. Wanted to touch base. Keep me posted. I'm trying to figure out this new destination, too. I can't do the whole thing by myself, man. This Oklahoma thing, you know. Russ is cool and all, you know, we bowed it, but, you know, it's not the right place for me. Playoff P didn't get a chance to really show his talents last year. But I'll see you next week. I know we got that gig for Sprite Saturday. Talk to you soon. Dear Bron, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, email, and my Twitter handle at the bottom. I dropped you 2 IMs back in autumn, you must not have got them. You probably still had me blocked on Facebook or something. But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your...
Yo, LeBron. It's Joel. The process.
Hey, man.
Wanted to say hey. Don't worry about Jerry Colangelo ordeal. Bad burner account catches us all. Plus, we just don't lay out the process. I am the process. Funny how no one seems to realize that both my name and the team's slogan are one and the same. But hey, no complaints. Come to Philly, Bron. Trust the process. You know I'm persistent. Everyone said I'd give up after Rihanna failed to acknowledge me at first, Look at me now. I troll you forever if you don't, LeBron. Come to the city of brotherly love. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Kevin Hart, he says hi, by the way.
LeBron, it's Kawhi. Actually just returning your call. Things are good. I'm feeling healthy. I'm actually feeling pretty good. Yeah, no, things are good with the team, man. We're in talks the other day about this max contract. They even rumored about $219 million. So, you know, I ain't got no problem with that. You know, team's good. Pop's ready to go. I said, you know, don't listen to that noise you hear in the background. Hit me back, man. We can talk whenever you want.
Yo, LeBum, what's up? It's Draymond, your boy. Ha-ha! What's up, LeBum? Queen James, how you feel, baby? Now you took that back-to-back beatdown in the finals. How you like it? Sweet, mother sucker! We got a song for you out here in Dub Nation right now, baby, because we celebrating all night. Popping bottles, popping bottles. Dear mister, I'm too good and calling right my fans. This will be the last message that I ever send your ass. I told you I was sorry. Wasn't that enough? You can't bail out now. Times are getting tough. You ruined it now. I hope you dream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you and you can't sleep without me. I hope you...
Hey, LeBron, it's Justin, down with Warner Brothers. If you could just give me a call when you're free. We're having a few casting complications. We were wondering if you could help. Top Talent is still good to go. Lola Bunny says she's ready to shoot whenever, but we can't get in touch with Bugs. This has happened before, and you know it's been done in the past. You know, often it just seems to be a practical joke, but just wanted to keep you informed. Daffy, he's on a holdout at the moment. Something about his name being left off the marquee and the movie poster. It's been an ongoing thing with this guy. Plus, nobody can ever seem to find Taz. Though Wiley, though, he's pretty banged up. Roadrunner says he's still to go, but I gotta tell you, he really struggled in the combine. Fast as hell, but his ball skills are pretty brutal. Think it's the lack of hands or talents. Outside of him, the roster depth, I have to be honest, it's looking a bit thin. Bench Mob is only looking like Porky, Foghorn Leghorn, and Yosemite Sam at the moment. But just get back to me whenever you get a chance. I'm sure we can figure this out. And I tried. I haven't been able to get an official, but I did put our notice in about Marvin Martian, trying to get him off the officiating crew for the movie. I'm with you, man. I think he's on the take as well. Still waiting to hear on our appeal, but talk to you soon.
Hey, how you feel? How you feel? How you feel? 34 sitting on 400 mil. Ha ha. Bronny, what's up? It's Drizzy, man. Hey, no hard feelings about the smack talk in the playoffs. I know you still own us, those Raptors, man. We need you, Bron. This is your recruitment right here, baby. Come to Canada. Not only can you be king, you can be like the president up here. I think we have a president. I got to look into that. And I promise you, I will look into making sure the town is officially named LeBronto. Hit me back, B. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean it. Hit me back. Just a chat. Your biggest fan. This is Dan.
LeBron, hey, this the right number? Long time no talk, man. It's Kobe. Not the Mamba, but you know, Kobe, the puppet. Been too long since we shot those MVP playoff commercials, LB, long before you went to Miami. Wanted to get your thoughts on a new commercial. Lil Penny says he wants in, but we don't need him. Not enough thunder in this overcast to allow someone else to sneak in and steal some from me. Hit me back. By the way, I still can't find my cookies, LeBron. You remember? My cookies. You know, there were five of them, like my rings. They were big, round, and if you look really close.
Bron, it's me, Dan. Gilbert, again. Sorry about last night, too many cocktails. I'm sorry, LeBron. You know I didn't mean what I meant to say. But what I did mean to say is just this. I love you, man. I love you. Please don't leave me, LeBron. Please don't leave.
Yo, LB, it's Mello. Just wanted to call and say, hey, don't forget about me, man. Don't leave me out here in Oklahoma either. I still got it. I still got it, man. No. I know it looked rough. I know it looked rough, but hey, I still got the hoodie. Hit me up, man. Hit me up. Maybe I can even join you guys on the banana boat next time. Like you lost my number or something. But hey, yeah, let me know, LeBron. Yo, hand me the phone back, man. What are you doing? Pass it over here. Hey, Bron, it's D. Sorry, I don't know why he hung the phone up so early. I'm sitting over here next to Mello. You know why. That's exactly why. That's why we didn't invite you the last time, you selfish. Remember that, LeBron. Hey, I've still got it. All eyes on three. Wade County, good to go. Let me know what you're going to do, man. BB4L. Banana boat for life. Yo, LeBron. What's up, homie? It's that man. LeVar. What's up, player? You come on out to L.A., Bron. I've got the perfect marketing campaign for you. What do you need to beat the Dubs? Four L's. That's LeVar, Lonzo, LiAngelo, and now you, LeBron. Perfect collaboration of kings. The king of Akron with the king of Big Baller Brand. Order of the four, you know, we can actually negotiate. You know, the kids, they haven't accomplished that much. I said we can totally go, you know, LeVar, LeBron, you know, XYZ, however you want to do it. You know, I myself, you know, considering I can actually beat Mike, I've done it before. I think that... Hey, this is Rick coming to you live from WTQ Cleveland. We are right outside the queue where massive crowds of fans have poured out to share their love for LeBron and make one last request for him. We take you there live. LeBron! LeBron! Oh, hail the king. LeBron, please don't leave us. The hell with Dan. You're our king. MVP. MVP. Don't leave us, LeBron. We love you. Jeez. Man, is this like normal for you, man? Dude, it hasn't even been a week. That LeBron, man, he's a busy guy. He's about to get even busier. He's got some big decisions to make here in the next upcoming weeks for his free agency where he's going to play the rest of his career likely. You know, he's got options. He can really go anywhere he wants. I think last time around, everybody except the Charlotte Hornets offered him a contract, so... You know, he's shooting 99%. He's probably in good shape. Came off a pretty strong game one in the finals. I think people are not going to question how much LeBron's still got in the tank after this last playoff run. A lot to really break down over the NBA finals, especially after game one, but we'll get into that as we go. Coming in, actually, we'll give you an asterisk outside the top three, and I do want to start with Cleveland. His heart definitely is in Cleveland. We certainly know that. He would have never went back to begin with if it wasn't. His family is going to be an important decision for LeBron in this process. I really do think he's going to consider that pretty highly. I've kind of always had a lot of respect for him for how he's protected his kids over time and kept agents and recruiters and people, you know, the media that does follow LeBron around, you know, he keeps it out of the limelight of his kids. He's a good dad, so... I will say Cleveland *4, though, after what we all just witnessed in the last four games, not likely. What I got coming in three is the Philadelphia 76ers. Starting with the positives, they do have Joel Embiid. They do have Ben Simmons. The Eastern Conference is far weaker than the West. Has been for the last decade, if not longer. But I think that alone is going to be something that's going to keep LeBron hesitant. He's someone who's definitely always... aware of his own narrative and his own place and, you know, controlling his own path and really his image to itself a lot. And he knows what's standing in his way ultimately going forward now, which is the Golden State Warriors going to another team in the East just to get to a ninth Eastern Conference Finals, which, though impressive, it's very impressive, but no one really cares at the end of the day. It's never been about second place and it never will be. Yeah, with that, you got the Sixers. I mentioned them, they're young, and just that, they're young. LeBron's done this before, even when he was very young, in much early prime. He jumps to Miami with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, two Hall of Famers. Embiid and Simmons are nice, they're not Hall of Famers. You know, and he gets to Miami, and they go 2-2 in 4 years. You know, not exactly what everybody thought they were going to do, even themselves, after their little press conference. But that's the point, showing that, you know, some of the best players in the world, it's easier said than done to just throw guys together and assume that they're going to have good chemistry and be able to create W's. And LeBron's 34. He's not going to be sitting around to, you know, play training camp for these young guys to improve. Not to mention, the process is exactly that. It's a question mark. I said it's not a solution to anything. They're all injury prone.
Fultz, perfect example, out for the whole year. Not only is he injury prone, he's likely a bust. We all just saw that. My man Tatum up there in Boston and Mr. Mitchell on Utah had something to say about some of these rookie of the year stats. I said Simmons, I mean, he qualified, I guess. But Fultz, yeah, get out of here. I said the Phillies process is questionable at best. No guarantees they're keeping J.J. Redick and a lot of players around on the outside that's going to be, you know, key perimeter guys. Jerry Colangelo, keep tacking it on, burner account, you know, he's out now. You know, Philly, ironically enough, you know, going up in flames in the biggest moment in times to recruit LeBron. They still got a chance. I think LeBron knows. He goes east, just slowly avoiding the Dubs, not even ultimately avoiding them. It's not going to do him any good with his legacy at the end of the day. There's also no guarantee you'll get to the east. Boston's not going anywhere. And, you know, if you lose before the finals, you know, forget it, man. You're going to get ripped much worse than any finals loss that you've ever seen. Not to mention, at least LeBron's image-wise, for his own inner circle and fans, he can save image if he goes west. You go east for a third time, you're really ultimately just throwing shade back at Cleveland and avoiding really a roster situation that you helped create in the first place. I feel like he's already getting a little bit of a pass to be jumping in free agency. After the finals, you know, I'd have to retract that just a bit and say that I'm on board with the rest of the league and fans at this point, where we want to see a different chapter, that we know what's going forward with this anymore, regardless of mistakes or not. But I don't see him going east. That's just going to make it look – it's just going to look like a really weak move. So coming in at number two, we're going to actually go west. Houston Rockets, we've all seen it, all the reasons why. We saw just this year, MVP James Harden, Chris Paul, his old friend, one of the teammates he hasn't got to play with yet. I said he got to play with Wade. A lot of reasons he might want to go to Houston. I said the fans would definitely want to see it. It's going to be very marketable. Money-wise, you know, going to the Lone Star State, you know, no state tax in Texas. You know, that's a positive. Everybody's a little bit about their money, and that's, you know, it's never a bad thing. But, and, you know, and they actually had a great run. I said a 7-game series against the Warriors. They all but got it done. Devastated to see what happened to Chris Paul. A lot of things may have just went differently if it wasn't for that, unfortunately. But going into those reasons now for the Rockets, why I'm not completely sold on them, as we just said, Chris Paul, let's start with him. I love the man. He's a dog. 336 alum. Gotta love me some CP3. But he's another year older. He's injury prone. We've seen it. It's one of the things I didn't think, or excuse me, one of the reasons I didn't think Houston would ultimately get through the West is because I don't know if Chris can stay healthy. It's just unfortunate for him. Not to mention he's up on his contract as well. So, you know, there's no guarantee Chris Paul's even going to be back for the Rockets. And with that being said, you know, another max deal with him and LeBron, it's going to cut the Houston Rockets' depth on their bench significantly if this is the case. I had a few words with someone over social media the other day, which I know better than that going into it, but this guy had a few choice words for my decision that I was ultimately laying out, thinking where LeBron should go, and he obviously was a little bit of a Rockets homer. He was a little offended with what I had to say and the points I was making, and I'll get back to you on that here soon, Cupcake, but you need to listen to what I'm telling you. One, this is rumor mill. Trevor Ariza is already in conversation to jump to the Warriors himself. Another one of these 3-and-D guys that's trying to get on this dynasty that's forming out there in San Francisco Bay Area. And, you know, I said, you better listen, man. I said, just last year, so that super ISO ball you run with James Harden, it's great for him. Best ISO guy in the league. It's what got him an MVP. That's, you put that with LeBron James next year, that's not going to click. Not over time. It's only going to degress Harden. And again, LeBron, you never know. No bench, he knows. No bench, he's not going to beat the Warriors without that. So, you know, sorry, Houston. It's not that I don't think he may still go there. I just don't think it's going to be the most interesting place for him at the end of the day for all those reasons.
And on top of it, LeBron's a smart guy. He knows his basketball. Chris Paul, ball-dominant point guard, same as James Harden. As there's only one ball between the three of them, it's likely not going to work out chemistry-wise in the long run. But coming in next, the team that I got circled as likely the best landing spot in the eyes of everybody else, or at least wherever it's coming in as the favorite. Let's say that this is where everybody thinks he's going to go. And on this one, I actually want to pass it over to Colin Cowherd. Definitely one of my favorites that I watch on the regular. I said he's a constant professional. He always looks at things from a different point of view, but he definitely knows his stuff. He doesn't back down from people. You know, his stuff's always great. But he's had a nice little clip for a while now on LeBron's ultimate destination, and I can't do it justice. His is definitely put together a little bit better than myself. So let me share this little bit with you on LeBron James' free agent decision.
I know you hate to lose, and those fibers were so painful for you. You got embarrassed by Steph and KD, and did you got betrayed by KD? But now your teammates are new. D-Rose, Isaiah, maybe not the healthiest crew, but you can get back to the finals again, and you can win. You're gonna leave for LA. It's the worst kept secret in the NBA. Colin Cowherd knows, even my dentist knows, they're getting ready for the LeBron show. So go ahead and book your flight to LA. We all know you wish you could be today. You can stop the team from being so bad if you can put up LeBron's dad.
Give it up for my man Cowherd. Well done, as always. When the la-la hits, the lyrics just split your head so hard that your hat can't fit you. L.A., the Lakers. Lights, camera, action. Coming in with the reasons why he's going to be a Laker. Magic Johnson, the lone guy outside of Cleveland that I think is going to actually maybe just try to even hand the keys to the Ferrari over to LeBron to an extent. We all know how much that's something that LeBron values. LA might just be the destination for him. All the things to offer that the Lakers normally have to offer, with Hollywood, with the glamour, with, you know, the beaches, you know, it's stuff that it's never a hard draw to want to go to the Lakers, you know. And you know, they got the young talents and Brandon Ingram, Kuzma, you know, Lonzo Ball, you know. The list goes on. The Lakers are young, you know, so this is another thing ultimately why I still have to put, you know, a question mark by the Lakers, because for all the reasons I said, Hollywood, I said LeBron's got career moves, you know, he's what, top 10 most, you know, popular person on Twitter, you know, he's a powerful person, you know, all the reasons, all the resources in LA make sense. But roster wise, again, young. LeBron's 34. I don't think that he really wants to have to wait that process out. At the end of the day, they didn't even make the playoffs in the Western Conference. That's easily a very similar situation he's already in with Cleveland. You know, it's makes you want to still scratch your head ultimately. I think the Lakers, they still have to actually dump a few contracts as well. That's going to be hard to do. And again, Lonzo Ball, another young guy, another point guard, similar to the Embiid situation. These guys have definitely got to improve their games as they go, and playing with someone with like LeBron James, though the best in the world, it diminishes their skill set to an extent. Both those guys are not shooters. You know, if they don't have the ball in their hands creating and then distributing themselves, you know, they're really diminishing their package and what they bring to the team ultimately. And shoot, let's go ahead and just throw in LeVar Ball, tack on another reasons for the negative column. You know, there's a lot of things that still point to me, make me scratch my head, that are the Lakers, though, the most popular place, is it for his landing spot. That's where everyone thought he was going to go, decision 2.0, before he shocked everyone and went back to Akron and Cleveland and bringing home a title to them ultimately. So
we'll see. Not completely sold on the Lakers, but you know they gotta be the heavy favorite right now. And my apologies, I think I said Joel Embiid. Clearly, I actually meant Ben Simmons, comparing the point guards, him and Lonzo Ball. But let's go ahead and jump to this. Where do I think LeBron James should go? I believe there's two narratives about LeBron. I believe I mentioned that earlier. Those who love him, those who will just say don't. Going into the finals, quite honestly, I thought myself that he would actually just stay in Cleveland. I don't really bash LeBron on too many things compared to some others. I do think the Kyrie Irving situation was one that really rubbed me the wrong way. Stephen A. Smith was quoted earlier in the year, closer to the beginning of the playoffs, with the lone criticism he did give to LeBron as well, too. You know, he definitely gave him all his merits, but he's always someone who's in control of his own narrative, and I couldn't have said that better. I thought the same thing with Kyrie Irving. Ultimately, let's look at this, guys. I said he had a championship team just 2 years ago. He's hoisting a trophy and going through a parade in Cleveland. And then within 2 years, you know, we saw that roster that was sitting there just last week getting swept by the Dubs. And, you know, he had a hand in that. Doesn't matter what you believe in the Kyrie Irving situation as far as whose side of what. It really doesn't matter. It's a matter of opinion at this point. But what isn't an opinion is this. Kyrie Irving, once it gets to the point he wants a trade, he wants out, likely a reason for that. It's unbelievable to me how this keeps getting passed over. Like Kyrie just woke up one day and just is like, you know what, I'm out. About to go do me. That just doesn't make sense from someone who just a year prior came off winning his first NBA championship. He hits the shot as well. I mean, Kyrie is just building his legacy. But, you know, who cares? Ultimately, he shows up, I want out. At that point, LeBron James just got done saying it himself at the end of one of his press conferences in the finals about how much he, you know, looks at or how much he loves the fact that he views himself as a leader of his team and leader of his brothers at all points in time. It's one of the things that carries him and his motivation. You're the best player in the league. You've been the best player in the league over the last decade. You just won a championship. You see what happens with Durant moving to Golden State. You find out for whatever reason, we'll just say it that way, Kyrie's out. What are you doing not to make that a better situation and have a conversation with your all-star point guard and get him back on the team? You can do that. Dan Gilbert can't do that. Ty Lue can't do that. But LeBron James, you can do that. You have the ability to do that. Pick up the phone, call Kyrie Irving, and then the situation is squashed. But you just couldn't do it. And then you have the nerve to tell everybody, I can't believe it. I'm shocked that Kyrie wanted out. So while LeBron did have easily the greatest playoff run in his career thus far, you know, I don't give him a complete pass for the lack of talent in Cleveland because, you know, some of that's on him as well. But even so, like I said, I would have liked to have seen him originally fix this situation that he kind of, you know, sprinkled on himself. But the way that his teammates and his coach and everything seemed to just collapse around him in game one, I did feel for him at that point. I did kind of look at that as well, thinking, you know, we've seen enough. This is not going to get any better. The officiating alone in game one, I've spoken on that before. I'm not going to go any further into it. It just only frustrates me. But, you know, let's be real, LeBron, I said, for those who don't like him, let me just run down the facts of what they've had to deal with LeBron James over recent year. Just this past season alone, I've heard several in the media lovely enough to point out how often he has retweeted his own stats, his own achievements, you know, the humble pie that he refuses to ever eat, it seems like, in the large mass media is something that really drives people with LeBron and the negative. For most people, you know, their legacy have seen him since he left Cleveland. I've never dogged him for leaving Cleveland. He needed to get away from that team. But starting with the pep rally in Miami, whether it should have been broadcast or not, you know, it really doesn't matter. We saw the not four, not five, not six. You know, then it sets up the ultimate upset with the Dallas Mavericks,
where LeBron had his weakest performance in his career, scoring like 2 points, 4 points in like two or three like consecutive fourth quarters, ultimately costing his team. He ends up winning 2 rings in Miami. Depending on which fan base you talk to, you know, Ray Allen won him one of those rings very easily. He was about to swing the opposite way, which is very true. You know, and people, you know, they're annoyed with the narrative on LeBron James quite right now at this point. I said it's almost laughable, and this decision's big for LeBron coming up. This is really ultimately his last run to secure any more further push to chase the GOAT, chasing Jordan, and we wouldn't really have that big of a deal about it, but you know, it's came out of the horse's mouth himself. He's got MJ on his eyes and on his sights, and once you say that, you know, you're opening up the comparisons, everyone. So, you know, why I think he's going to go to this next team. For the other side of the spectrum on LeBron James, let's take you back just this last finals. The guy who dropped 51 points on the dominant Warriors in game one, who almost stole a game out in Oracle against a team that was heavily favored. No one gave them a chance, including myself. The guy who was drafted... Let's go before that. I said the guy that was essentially grew up homeless, grew up fatherless with his mom, and, you know, was deemed the chosen one at 17 years old before he played one game in the association. He's drafted number one, goes to his hometown team, puts on a show for the first couple years in the league. I said he's a kid. He's having fun with it. This is what started the rise to stardom for LeBron James for so many people. And, you know, he ultimately goes to Miami, wins him 2 rings down in South Beach. You know, starts building his resume, starts getting better, starts growing the career, growing the stats. You look at him now, he owns just about all the stats there needs to have. I said he will likely by the end of it. He's chasing the scoring title. He gets the opportunity to leave Miami. Back then, that was actually where everybody definitely thought he was going to go, was the Lakers after Miami. He makes the ultimate decision to go back to Cleveland. Threw a lot of people off. Not a fan from it for most people. I thought it was actually one of the most noblest moves that LeBron James could have made. I completely, you know, switched my opinion back around on him at that point. And I was like, okay, you know, LeBron James, you can bring a championship to Cleveland, Ohio, that doesn't win in anything. If anything, they've, you know, work towards, you know, grabbing defeat in the jaws of victory over time. I said I can give you numerous examples, and I'll spare Cleveland sports fans that at the moment. They're well aware of the situation. For those on that side of the spectrum of LeBron James, where I will side with you, after witnessing game one, what LeBron could just do with less, we'll just say that, against the team that's currently a dynasty, and they are every bit a means of a dynasty. He's the guy that beat a 73-win team that was down 3-1 in the finals. He brought it to the Dubs in game one. I'm not going to give him a pass for the broken hand. We're not going to go into any of that stuff. I said we saw what we saw. We saw what we saw in the blow-up, you know, going into overtime. I said we're just not even going to go in that direction right now just for time's sake. But this is what LeBron needs going forward, and this is something that people have brought up in the past. You know, they say that he hasn't had the same opportunities as Michael Jordan. You know, they always like to bring up that he's never had a great coach, never had a Hall of Fame coach. You know, he didn't have Scottie Pippen, who's a top 50, you know, greatest player of all time in the association. You know, he didn't have a guy like Rodman, didn't have like a defensive backbone, didn't have like, you know, a strong core around him. I said, you can make the argument for the Miami Heat and other teams around him. I said, which you wouldn't be wrong. I said, we'll give you that. But with that being the narrative, this is where I expect LeBron James should go, where I think he should go, excuse me. And funny enough, told this to my accountant the other day, and he had a few choice words as to what he thought being his favorite team. And I remember I brought up the idea of LeBron James going to his squad, and this is a quote exactly, I think, what he'd said to me.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us!
I had to do it, Sizzle. But getting to the ultimate point, drum roll, man, here we go. Where LeBron James needs to go, he's going to Texas. I've said the same thing about the money situation. You know, no state taxes. He's going to Texas, but he's not going to Houston. LeBron James, I know you don't hear me, but if you are where you need to go, you want to fulfill the legacy that you set forth, you need to go to the San Antonio Spurs. Why should he go to San Antonio? Let me count the ways. Let's start at the top. Greg Popovich, considered the best coach in the league. Be hard to argue that at this point. LeBron, the only thing holding you back right now is yourself going to San Antonio. If you're willing to take the slightest bit of an ego check at the door and jump into a franchise that is team first, always has been, but has yet been dedicated to winning championships, you go to a team like San Antonio, you are automatically going to be in the running, and you're going to have the best roster around you to knock off those Warriors. Let's start at the big star at the top, Kawhi Leonard. Forget about last year. We're not even going to tamper on that last year. A lot of that was actually, you know, smoke and mirrors as well there too. Most recent article on Kawhi Leonard is that the Spurs were not even about to offer a max, like an Uber max deal to keep Kawhi Leonard because San Antonio knows. Let's look at Kawhi, the best two-way player in the league. I always give him the nod as two overall. Most will say Durant, and I'm not going to argue with you. Durant's great in his own right, but Kawhi's injury, let's date it back to where it really started. 2 years ago in Western playoffs, Kawhi's out there just taking it to the dubs. He gets hurt halfway through the game, and as he walks off the court, the Warriors catch their breath and not only come back, they come back from a massive deficit. We all saw it. Like, Kawhi Leonard is a difference maker. He's the silent assassin on top of it. He's a Tim Duncan protege. He stays out of the media. He really has no care or need to want to keep his name in the headlines. The perfect superstar to play alongside LeBron James, because let's face it, LeBron's going to be, he's going to draw the media no matter where he goes. Kawhi's only going to excel in that situation. The narrative that LeBron's always needed three guys, LeBron might be learning that now after doing as well as he did just with only Kevin Love in this last finals. You don't need three guys. There's only one ball. Get you a awesome number two and build your roster around you. Kawhi's that dude. Tack in the veterans. Yes, you want young, you want athleticism, but LeBron doesn't need these guys every night, day in, day out. We've seen that. He needs guys who can step up in the clutch. Someone like a Manu, who was still dunking last year, and this guy is almost 40, or however old he is. He might be 40 right now. Patty Mills, Danny Green, you know, guys that can hit that knockdown three when LeBron's driving, as in drawing the double team, triple team. These are guys that can get it done in the clutch, have got it done in the clutch. And what else do they do? They play defense. That is what you need to be Golden State, defense. LeBron's already shown in multiple finals the way to beat Golden State. He's never going to outshoot them. They never did outshoot. You can't outshoot Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson. It's not going to happen. You got to be able to score, and you got to be able to compete with them, but you got to be able to play some D. Nobody's going to be able to coach that up better than Greg Popovich. And then with Kawhi Leonard at the other forward with LeBron James, that is a defensive nightmare, even for Steve Kerr. And you know, with the Spurs, you know, this is where you need to go, LeBron. I said, just makes all the perfect sense in the world. This team-oriented offense and defense, ball movement, if you can buy in, because you are the most talented player in the world, and I do think you're still the smartest guy on the court. You know it. You're 34. You're not going to get any younger, though you're still in incredible shape. This is the team that is set up for you to win and win quickly. A lot of things can happen. Winning solves a lot of things. Kawhi, they talk about Kawhi coming up in free agency. I assure you this, LeBron James goes to San Antonio, they sniff these Warriors. God forbid they beat the Warriors next year. They win a title. Guess what? Where's Kawhi Leonard going to want to go at that point? Absolutely nowhere. And then the Spurs, the team who's always had the quiet dynasty over the last decade that always gets overshadowed by teams like the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers because of their stars and their polarizing stars. San Antonio's always been that team. They're about winning. And LeBron James, at this point in his career, is absolutely about winning and getting these rings that he needs to validate his resume.
So I'm telling you now, call me crazy, tell me whatever you want to. I'm telling you, San Antonio Spurs, LeBron James, that's where you need to go. And I tell you, if you go there, the Dubs, they will already be shaking. I'm circling the matchup in the playoffs, and I'm calling it now. San Antonio will take down the Golden State Warriors if they sign LeBron James. And before I wrap, I mentioned a few Twitter trolls the other day. It actually wasn't even Twitter, it was a different app, but and I knew better than doing it. As we all know, social media is full of scum, essentially. But I found it funny, and I will just go ahead and wrap with this. I'm actually replying after my accountant sends me a tweet on Greg Popovich and, you know, the news breaking that he actually might go pursue LeBron. And that was all I needed to hear to go forward with my thesis of thinking where he was going to go. And I think he's like, yeah, you know, San Antonio, that's where he needs to go. And as I'm writing this the other night, you know, it's in a friendly conversation. You know, no one really knows where LeBron's going. And just as one person replies immediately after, you know, the original guy is like, hey, you know, I've always thought the same thing. You know, it makes a lot of sense down there in San Antonio. I get, you know, this guy, Tim Hargrave from Zachary Construction Company. Yeah, Tim, don't think you're going to check me and not call you out as well, buddy. To quote Tim, let's see, Josh, it's dumb $$ like you that there, T-H-E-R-E, mouth, and don't know, $#!!! Yeah, the Rockets can get LeBron without losing their bench. Let me tell you something, Tiny Tim. Pull up a chair and just sit your ass down, jabroni. Let me talk to you real quick. First of all, if you're gonna fake talk shit about somebody, why don't you just be an adult and write out what you're trying to say? We're not gonna go into the rest of your grammar. That's laughable enough. This is what I'm dealing with. This is what you deal with when you have to fight with people on your social media people. Just don't do it. You gotta fight the urge. I'm the worst victim of it right now. But let me hit you with this little tidbit real quick. Feel free to listen to the previous session here on this podcast, Tiny Tim. I just gave you all the reasons why he's not going to Houston. You can listen to it if you want to. But let me hit you with one more tidbit about LeBron James. Ever since, you know, decision version 1.0, every team that LeBron James, everywhere he's gone, everywhere everybody thinks he's going to go, ultimately is not where he landed. When he left Cleveland, the rumor once again was the Lakers. Options of other teams might go to the Knicks. What happens about 2 days before the decision? All of a sudden, rumors on the Miami Heat. And guess what? He ends up in South Beach. 2.0. He's leaving Miami, about to go to the Lakers. He's going to go elsewhere. But what happens? He tells SI Magazine, nah, I'm going home. So version 3.0, buddy, you got the favorites, the Rockets, the Lakers, the Sixers. Guess what? LeBron James likely going to surprise you again. Though for everyone else, let me just say this. I'm always open for conversation on sports topics. I look forward to them. That's what life's about, you know, getting people's different opinions, getting an idea that's different from yourself. I will never discourage that. I look at it, bring it on with open arms. I would love to encourage it, whether we agree or not. That really doesn't matter. It's opening a new narrative for both sides. But in regards to people like Tiny Tim, you know, if you're going to put my name out there, man, you know, don't sing it, bring it. I'm not backing down from nobody on these opinions. So, word to the wise, Tiny Tim, you better recognize. But for everybody else, thank you again, everyone. It's always good to get the return listeners. The feedback is always wonderful. Hope everybody's having, you know, it's Monday now, actually. I hope you get a good start to the week, everybody. And I'll hopefully have some more stuff out for you guys here soon. Got a lot of things in the work. And as always, it's not who we are underneath, but what we do that defines us. Heartbreaker out. I think I'm cheap. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look. The drive to go wild. I've got the mood. That really move. I said shit.